that bill in this bill, we will be collecting half of the vehicles registered, like the odd model years will be registered in the odd model year, I mean in the odd year. Even model cars will be registered in the even year. So you're going to be collecting 2 years of tax as well as 2 years of registration. So half the cars will be registered 1 year, half the
What I'm concerned with is you're paying for 2 years, and if you get that up to $400 or $500 and have to buy it 2 years at a time, there's going to be a pretty healthy bill at DMV to register your car.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Exactly what I'm concerned about.
Senator Frank, did you consider making that optional? Get 2 years if you wanted?
Yes, and that's what the department was doing. And frankly, my community doesn't utilize this method of taxation. But I didn't anticipate, I don't even know what it is in Anchorage, but I thought of it in terms of the, you know, the $35 fee, and I thought $35 is, you know, doubling that to 70 isn't a huge impact in terms of one's cash flow. I didn't want to increase the rate, or the rates. In fact, we reduced the rates. I looked at it as a convenience to the public to take care of 2 years so they don't have to stand in line or don't have to mail their thing in twice, and make it consistent with the biennial IM test, mostly a convenience thing. If you start having, you know, really significant taxes, it may be. I still think we ought to keep it as mandatory so that you get the kinds of efficiencies at the department that you're searching for, looking for.
Because I'm just thinking about it, you take a $30,000 vehicle, and if the municipalities are really trying to make them equal, they should set it at basically what that value would be if it were in your house or in your car or in your boat or in your airplane or in anything else. And if they equalize that, you know, 15 mils is $150 every 10,000. So that's $450 a year. That's $900 in tax bill on top of maybe $100 registration fee. That's $1,000 to register your new car. I'm worried about the constituent that gets that bill in October.
Yeah, October 31st.
Well, I
4 days before elections. Yeah.
What was? I mean, I am. You know, we're a little bit off on the other bill, but there was a reason that it saved a great deal of money to make it mandatory versus optional.
Well, if people, you know, if you only get a small portion of people opting for the 2 year option, you don't get the halving of the workload at the department, obviously. So, you know, to the degree that.
See, on my old wrecks that don't pay any tax anyway because they're not worth anything, I always try to get a year and 11 months if I can, and usually they'll let you go forward almost 2 years, don't they? I don't know what the reason for that is, but you can pay the second year and get it now.
Well,
why not advertise?
That's why we don't do much around here, because, you know, every time we try to do something, there's a couple of reasons why we don't, so we don't.
Just a question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we support this bill as well as Senator Frank's bill.
Okay. Did we move the bill with the fiscal note and it's all gone? Oh. We have a motion to move the bill.
I'll move it. What the heck?
Okay. We have a motion to move out committee substitute House Bill 272 Finance, and it's a new finance CS with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note. Are there objections? Without objection, the bill's moved from committee. Now, what gets that to us? We were back to SCR 29, I think, if we have a
CS
is being copied, apparently. I'm just concerned about how big that bill's going to be. I support multi-year because I always get it 2 years. But if you put taxes on top, it's going to get expensive.
Or it's going to get longer.
Okay. This is the last bill we're going to get to today. And we'll go on tomorrow.
They go to court on that? Because we can get testimony on that. It's actually labor relations.
Well, can we make that statement?
29, I believe we have a new CS. We also have Ted Popley from majority staff is going to tell us what's in it. At least I think that's what he's going to do.
That's me. I'm Ted Popley, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This concurrent resolution is a general objection to the settlement agreement entered between several employee members of the Alaska Marine Highway System and the Department of Administration. It further calls for the Attorney General to appoint a special investigator to investigate the actions of the Department of Administration with respect to the settlement, especially with regard to potential ethical violation under AS 3952-120. And in addition, the resolution objects on the grounds that the settlement was entered into inappropriately by the Department of Administration because it requires legislative approval under AS 2340-215A and B, which require legislative approval for collective bargaining agreements such as this one. And I'll answer any questions I can.
Questions? The resolution is self-explanatory. Thank you. We don't have anyone signed up on this resolution. We have a motion.
Move to adopt the CS?
No, we need to adopt the CS first. Are there objections to the adoption of the CS? Without objection, the CS is adopted. What are the wishes of the committee?
Chairman, I move.
Senator Phillips.
Move.
We have a motion to move the resolution with individual recommendations. Are there objections? Without objection, the resolution moves out of committee with individual recommendations. With that, we will adjourn until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.